Okay, so that's the all the opening remarks. I'm going to now move into the question period for where members of the Judicial Committee can ask of either party questions that they may have. I didn't actually decide an order except that I will wait until after everybody else has asked theirs to ask mine and kind of, act as a cleanup of whatever has I think needs to be asked that hasn't been asked. So, anybody want to go first? Matt, do you want to go first?
Dr. Mazakowicz has no questions for anyone.
Okay. All right. Jill.
I have no questions.
Okay. Bob Weber.
Yes, I have a few questions for the Imhoffs. Question number one relates to your point 10 in your appeal. At any time at the executive committee, did you ask for a postponement or anything of that nature based upon a lack of proper notice?
Are you referencing inside the executive session?
The executive session or at the meeting in general. Your point 10 was chair failed to instruct the secretary of the party to send a letter by physical mail certified that a trial will occur and the named plaintiffs are the subject of that trial. So my basic question was, did you ask for a postponement?
Was our understanding at that time that there was no investigation, hearing, trial, or outcome of an investigation that would prompt us to ask such a question?
Did I we
To clarify, we thought we were there just to answer some clarifying questions that a complainant had submitted. We were not there under any pretense that that was an investigation, a hearing, a trial of any sort. It was not articulated to us while we were there that that's what was occurring. So it wouldn't cross our mind to ask for such things at that time. We didn't feel that we were at that stage of any possible disciplinary process, and we were not informed that we were at any stage in a disciplinary process while we were there.
At any time did you ask to be given some time to get any documents, witnesses that you could provide?
I very specifically asked what the Libertarian Party Executive Committee's intentions were at the time that we were in executive session. Their response was they didn't know.
I guess that's all my questions.
Okay, and I want to also add on to Jennifer's answer. In our information submitted yesterday under the heading of investigation, I mean, we'd want to point out very strongly that prior to walking into an executive session, while we had a strong, firm idea of why we should be there and who the complainant was, nobody from the executive committee or the operations committee up until that point succinctly told us who the complainant was or what additional information we may need. However, we did ask several people of the executive committee between August 7th and August 10th. We attempted to ask, I should say. We called them, we emailed them. Nobody ever returned our responses. So we only got one single email saying, please show up. You don't have to show up. If you have any additional questions about this, let me know. And then that was the last correspondence that we actually had with anybody with the executive committee, despite the fact that we made several attempts across several different avenues between then and the meeting. But we wouldn't know what to bring or why to bring it. We only brought
Mr.
materials
Webb.
that we thought were valid. Thank you.
Okay, Bob, do you have any
Mr.
more?
Weber?
No, I don't have any more questions.
Mr. Dean, can I at least add something to that, just because I think it's very pertinent?
I don't know. Ask Mr. Weber. He's the one who's asking this question.
Mr. Weber, do you mind if I add something to this?
No, go right ahead.
Okay, this is Mimi Robson, Chair. I just wanted to state that in my response that I sent today, two things. One, the actual charge that was being investigated was clearly spelled out in the email that Mr. Smith sent to the Imhoff, which I believe the Judicial Committee has a
copy of. Yes, I have a copy of it.
And it was very specific, and not to breach executive session, but it was clear in the executive session not only what the complaint was, but who the complainant was. It was discussed. And I would also like to say that during their reaching out to people, as I stated today, a logical person to reach out to would have been the chair of the party. I know that it's been mentioned that there's some personal animosity. That is not on my side, but I have never once refused to take a call from the Imhoff, ever. And had they called me, I would have given them any information that I could, considering the fact that no investigation was done until the time of the meeting. They reached out to people like Steve Haug, who, as I've explained, did not have any information of this until he showed up to that meeting on Saturday morning, which would explain why he didn't call back. And the last thing I'm just going to say to that point is the Imhoff could have asked for a continuance or delay of some kind, but they did not do so. At the time that they were in the room, they knew what we were talking about, and at the time that they heard that their membership had been suspended, they could have raised a point on that. They could have asked for some kind of continuance. They could have objected. I don't believe that it would be out of character for them to do so at that time, but they did not.
Okay, Bob, do you have...
And that's all I have.
Bob, do you have more questions?
Okay, I'm done.
That's all your questions for anybody?
Not at this time.
Okay, well, we'll give everybody on the committee a chance to do a second round if they think of things after we all have had our first chance. Susan Marie Weber.
Okay, well, along that line, I did have a couple of questions. I'm listening to what Jennifer said. And Jennifer said that when they went to the meeting, they didn't know why they were there. They didn't understand that it wasn't just to, and I guess Robert also said that comment, they thought they were just being invited in to discuss this. And I'm looking at this email dated August 7th from Joshua Smith, where he says that they're going to review a complaint lodged against you both for allegedly... That word I felt was rather strong, because they are, in that case, I guess, treating this like a trial by accusing them of... If you just said allegedly, that would sound like, you know, we have evidence that the... Could you come in and chat about this? But with that word, I would have thought that... And Jennifer, I'm kind of addressing this to you, I guess. I would have thought that would have got your attention, that word... So that you could then be a little more prepared going in. And so I'd like to ask you, what did you think when you saw that accusation?
Well, first we want to point out.
And I'm talking about it the charge is, but I'm talking about the phrase, so that when you went in, you realized this was going to be a discussion where you could have asked for an extension and so forth. That's why I'm asking this question, not because of the charge, as you understand.
Yeah, so one thing that was heavily discussed is that I didn't understand what the state's involvement was in the issue between a county and a donor. I am aware of the accusation that Emily has made. One, I had no evidence to support that accusation, to validate that this was a serious claim going into a hearing. Two, I didn't understand why the state was getting involved. These are things I kept trying to ask while I was in executive session and not getting any answer from. So that is a very, very heavy word, and it's in my opinion that was much heavier than necessary.
And then I would also dovetail on that. When we initially saw the email, we saw that word, we took it very seriously. Within an hour of receiving the email, we're emailing people back, we're making phone calls. But the lack of response from anybody at the executive committee demonstrated that they used a serious word in a not so serious manner. If they really, if we initially took it very, very, very seriously and we wanted to take that approach, but then the lack of response from the executive committee at any level downplayed it as far as we were concerned. Like maybe they just used that word to be sexy in their writing. We don't know. Because if it was as serious as that word is, then they clearly would have responded to us. They clearly would have called us back. They clearly would have clarified between that email and the executive session. They did not do any of that. So we went into the executive session downplaying the seriousness of it because of their lack of response.
So when I see your email on August 7th, it says, since we were unaware what this is in regards to, call us and give us details. Are you saying that the executive committee, nobody responded to say, here this is, here's what...
That is correct. Nobody called us back. Nobody emailed us back.
Excuse me. Somebody... Hold on. Let me just... Somebody's got a very noisy noisy connection here. Can you do something about it?
But I had gotten dropped and called back in, and I'm wondering whether it's in order for me to raise a point of information or something like that.
Not right now, not unless somebody asks you a question. So you just turned it on because for that purpose?
Yes, and okay. I accidentally got dropped and called back.
Okay,
in.
So can you mute on your end, or do you need me to mute on my end? Mute you on your end, on my end.
I was already muted. I'm muting again now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
all right, so
then
let's get
my
back
next...
to the question here. What were we talking about here?
Okay. Well, they answered my question, so
okay.
Then now I would ask Mimi. And by the way, I don't find anything wrong with the addressing the complaint to the chair, Libertarian Party of California. I see documents like this at all times, and whoever's the chair at that time, that's the person's name. So it's not just sent to a vague, you know, organization. It's actually addressed to a human being who will be expected to respond on behalf. So I don't take any offense at that. I keep hearing people say it's something personal against Mimi, and I don't think so at all. I think that is her role. I think she's handled it very, very professionally in her role as chair and answering all the questions that were directed and trying to spell out everything. So I wanted to clarify that. And then, Mimi, my question to you would be, what was the answer to this August 7th email saying, we're unaware what this is, can you please provide us with details? So did you send them something to indicate that they should come prepared to ask for an extension?
They didn't ever send anything out to me. The only email that was received by the Operations Committee, which, again, were the only five people that knew about this prior to the investigation.
So who's Joshua Smith then? Because he's the one that's using these words.
Correct. So
he's
Joshua
the one
Smith.
That's saying, you're the ones that have, you have to show up and you have to do this. And Jennifer's
Sorry,
answering
Joshua.
Him back
I,
and
wait,
saying,
wait.
What the heck is going on?
Can I answer that, Susan Marie?
Uh-huh. Yes, thank you.
Can I just answer that briefly? So Joshua Smith was asked. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I can speak. I mean,
I'm talking to Mimi right now. She's explaining to me why Joshua Smith sent the email and nobody responded.
But I am Joshua
I'm gonna just
Smith.
Yeah, so let me say this, Josh, and then I'm gonna see if we can defer to you. I'm gonna answer the question first that the Operations Committee is five members. It's Joshua Smith, Boomer Shannon, Brent Olson, myself, and Brandon Nelson. And on behalf of the Operations Committee, Josh took the responsibility of sending the email to the MHOP, and it copied the Operations Committee. The only email that I saw as a response was from Jennifer saying, thank you for the notice. We will bring information to the meeting. Again, I'm going to say that at no time did I get any further correspondence from the Imhoffs, nor did they ever contact me directly. They contacted other members of the committee, but never the chair. And I'd also like to ask if we could let Joshua speak, because he's specifically the one that sent it, and they're specifically saying that he did not respond to them. So do you mind hearing from
But no, I want to ask another line on that before Joshua discusses this. The operations committee, you said, consists of you and Brandon, and you named Joshua and some other people. But I see on these emails, the only people that Josh was sending it to, unless he's blind copying everything, was just to the Imhoffs. And right after this August 7th, where she says, thank you for the notice, we'll bring it, 45 minutes later, she's saying, by the way, we're unaware what this is. Can you let us know the details? So I'm a little puzzled why you wouldn't have seen that one, too, because I think that kind of tells us a few other things that we're not really looking for in this process, but it kind of shows that if we're having a lack of communication, that could have led to a whole bunch of misunderstanding on this case. So, Mimi, you think Josh wants to talk about this in some manner other than what you've just told me?
No. So first, let me say one thing. It was not blind copied. It went to the Imhoff, to each of their individual emails, and then in the CC, it went to opscom@ta.lp.org. That goes to all five members of the operations committee. In her one response that I saw, she replied to all, so she replied to Joshua as well as OPSCOM, stating what I just said I saw. I never saw any additional emails, which is why I'd like Josh to be able to answer, because he's the one that, if it was sent, it was sent directly to him without being sent to the rest of the OPSCOM, and therefore I didn't ever see it.
Okay, I understand that. So then our question to Josh would be, was there a reason he did not answer them and copy it to the entire OPSCOM committee, their request on August 7th at 9:43, what is this in regards to, and can you tell us details? So, Joshua?
Yeah, so the last email that I saw was the thank you for the notice, we'll bring... I didn't see that last email. I see it now, but it was specifically only addressed to me, and not replied to the OSCOM. So I actually had no idea that was sent, unfortunately, and that was my fault. But I literally had no idea that it got sent to me. The last email I had seen was the thank you for the notice one, and that one was sent to the whole OSCOM. So. And just to address your prior question about the word, I specifically stated allegedly, and that was the charge. The charges being made against the Imhoffs. It wasn't me making something up. That was just what we were going to be hearing and talking about. So I wanted them to know that that's what it was. I didn't want to just tell them, hey, there's been a charge against you. Good luck. We'll see you at the meeting. You know, I wanted them to know what it was, and that's why I said it.
Well, and that has me questioning an operations committee being allowed. Maybe that has me questioning why an operations committee would be allowed to use words like that, because I guess I wouldn't think they would have authority to do things like that. So that's a whole other bunch of questions to ask. Okay, so I appreciate that, Joshua, because then that just kind of points out even more the lack of communication as this whole thing proceeded, that nobody really was telling everybody else what was going on.
Had they replied to all with that email, I would have responded. Had they sent an email directly to me, I would have responded. Or had they called me, I would have answered the phone. Again,
right.
I don't know why they did
and,
not.
And I would wonder how come after that. They sent it out, they were wondering. Well, of course, I would have been pretty stunned to have gotten these kind of emails, so I don't know if I would have been checking and saying, oh my gosh, I haven't gotten an answer back yet because of, you know, the words that were used. So, like I said, it just sounds like a miscommunication and misunderstanding on everything, especially when we say, like I said, Mimi, I don't have any problem with this thing being addressed to you because you have the, that's why you're paid the big bucks, Mimi, to have that title. Yeah, we'll just double your pay, won't we? You and I have talked about that before.
Yeah. I am going to answer one other thing. The words he used, allegedly, were used specifically because that was what was the complaint. The complaint was just that. And to whitewash that, we weren't saying that they were, there was no investigation at that point. The OPSCOM is not an investigation committee. There was no investigation. We simply received the complaint, which that was the allegation. And we felt that they needed to know this, you know, what this allegation was so that they could be prepared to come, which is why we made sure to invite
them. Okay, so you're saying the document you saw with the charges actually used that word
implied
in that document. Yeah. So you wanted to give them a heads up on that. And of course, I'm back to the lack of communication because, you know, for longtime members, it's like, gosh, can we just sit and chat about this rather than coming into a secret meeting? It seemed kind of harsh. And Mimi, I guess when I hear them say they thought they were there just to answer questions, did you get that feeling also when y'all were in the meeting that they were a little puzzled and they thought they were just there to ask questions, that they didn't think they were going to walk out of the room and be suspended?
That is not my impression of what happened in the room. My impression of what happened in the room is that they were well aware of what was being discussed. I won't go into specifics because that's not part of this case and that's part of the executive session, but no, they were well aware. It was very clearly stated why they were in that room.
I find it puzzling that
they don't know or that they
To clarify, was it kind of a surprise that they were going to be suspended? And that's why, like, Bob Weber keeps saying, you know, why didn't you ask for a postponement? I mean, if I'd gone into that room and knowing what we're finding out, you know, what you're saying now, I think I would have liked to have been a little more prepared to ask for that. So can I go back now to Jennifer?
Yes,
are you there, Jennifer?
Yes, I'm here.
And Jennifer and Robert, so you heard what Mimi said, that she thought that you were well aware of what was going on there, and yet you're saying you thought you were just there to answer questions. And from your email on August 7th, I'm getting that same perception that that's what you were thought you were there to do, is just to answer questions.
I was fully aware of the issues that led to the discussion.
Oh, okay.
Words that were never used were suspended or investigation.
Okay, so you didn't hear the word, and could I just ask for clarification on that? You did not hear investigation in that, in your private meeting?
Correct. The word investigation, this is an investigation, we're doing an investigation, these were not clarified, which is why I kept resorting to why is the party involved.
Okay, so you weren't hearing investigation, you weren't hearing suspended. So that's why it didn't occur to you to say, could we have an extension or anything like that? Okay. Mimi, did you want to, Mimi, I'll go back. Did you want to comment on that?
I do. The agenda item was specifically committee investigation. The word investigation was right on the agenda item, and that was sent out to everybody prior. It was specifically said before we went into executive session. It was very clear that this was an investigation. I don't know how there could have been any more clarity. I don't know either.
I understand your thinking, except that I go to a lot of meetings, and if I saw the word committee investigation, I would not think, oh, my God, suspension and everything else. So I think we're back to terminology and stuff again, too, and communication. When I looked at the agenda, it didn't look that, you know, threatening and serious.
It says committee investigation, and the email that was sent to them said the specific allegation that we would be investigating. I you know, Robert used the word, they used that word because it was sexy. I don't believe anybody would use that word because it was sexy. We used that word because it was serious, and we wanted
to make sure they knew
it was serious. So I think it was clear. And it was also clear in executive session that it was serious and it was an investigation.
All right.
Ms. Weber?
Yes.
This is Robert. May I respond, please?
I beg your pardon?
May I respond, please?
Oh, yes. I appreciate that.
Yes, just to clarify a single point, when using the terminology sexy, I was explicitly talking about the word. I don't remember saying referring to suspend as sexy. That was that. The second piece I want to bring to your attention is the information that we submitted in advance. The fact that we were never directly sent a revised agenda item directly to Ms. Imhoff or myself. There was no public publication of a revised final agenda except for in a very limited group in which you have to have special permission to access. And the printed agendas that were within the room, which we have also submitted a photo and some evidence of that it was in fact in the room, that was provided by the executive committee, still was the tentative agenda, which did not have the word agenda on it. So while a revised agenda was generated and it was distributed to a limited group of people, it was not distributed to people, to us directly electronically, nor was it distributed in printed form at the actual meeting itself as the revised one. So again, before walking into executive session, we had not seen the word investigation on any agenda we had access to.
Yeah, I noticed that the agendas were different on that. I wondered about that as well. Again, like I said, it just sounds like a lack of communication. I'm such an idealist. I like to believe we're all on the same page. And so, Joe, that takes care of the questions I have for the time being. You want to go to somebody else for questions, including your staff, of course.
Well, I think I might be the next one.